So the photograph I'm going to look at now is another macro, I think macro or micro photograph of Jess. And I would say it's in black and white, but actually the thing I love about this is the iridescence. It's essentially bubbles, and I don't know what solution it is making the bubbles. I get the impression that it might be soap or something slightly oily. It's got the most wonderful colours. It's predominantly black, but there's fantastic areas of highlights and sort of greenish blue colours, which I absolutely love. I love that combination. And there's a wonderful kind of solidity and three-dimensional look about the whole thing. And an energy. I think that's the thing that comes across most. It's absolutely full of energy. All these different shaped bubbles and the way they're kind of molded together in places, and others are kind of standing alone, and they're all different shapes and sizes. And it's brilliant. And it made me feel or think, I suppose, as I said, of energy. It looks a little bit like ball bearings that you used to play with when I was a child. All those marbles that have a kind of metallic appearance. But also, I suppose, being more psychological, it made me think of, well, physics and the tension there, and the fact that they are, again, I suppose, transient. They're ready to burst, aren't they? And they will burst very, very easily. And I think my first title is actually tension, because it's the sense that there's this kind of bubbling up of something, of emotion or energy or whatever. But it could just break at any moment and just kind of burst and dissipate and be gone. And the second title is tricky. We'd probably have to do something to do with energy, or the fact that they're crowded together. And oh, actually, the word that comes to mind is dissonance, because they're all kind of bumping into each other and crowding together. So those are going to be my two titles. I've got tension and dissonance, which kind of have similar meanings, but there you go. It's coincidence.